Good morning and welcome to the show. If you just joined us, The Work Zone on Jacaranda FM. I'm so excited. So we are in our Work Zone bus. It's a big truck filled with purple excitement, hearts, motivation. And we parked our bus today at Workforce Holdings. You know, when I arrived here this morning, Mr. Katz, I got a big smile, hey? There was a gentleman that directed me in the traffic. He was like, you can park here. Yeah. I've only had smiles on the ground. And so I want to introduce you to my beautiful listeners, because Mr. Katz, I have the most amazing listeners at Jacaranda FM. I first want to ask you, that song that I just played, Fleetwood Mac, where was the first time that you've ever heard it?
Amazingly, on the radio, on Radio Jacaranda, driving to work.
I love this so much. Okay, well, if you just tune in, this is The Work Zone with myself, Ilana. We are having way too much fun already. You know what? When we do a Work Zone takeover, this is what we do. We take over. And so today I'm in the living room, literally, of Workforce Holdings, a business started by Mr. Ronnie Katz. He is the CEO of Workforce Holdings. Mr. Katz, what does this business do?
Well, we're involved in human capital. That goes very far. We're involved in placing people, training people, educating people. We train as many people, 100,000 a year. We place people in the field. We find jobs. We upskill. We look at community development. There's a big social side to us. We're sponsors of Kids Kicking Cancer, which is a wonderful initiative. We do a lot of disability training. So the beauty about this business is that you can get involved, see what the result is. You have a social impact, which is really, it's really very pleasing to the people. And that's why you see the smiles that you see. Because everybody realizes that they're contributing to the people who we employ, to the society as a whole, and to our clients by making them more productive, by making them more skilled, and finding out areas where further development is needed.
You're listening to The Work Zone, Jacaranda FM, and if you just joined in, I'm chatting to Mr. Ronnie Katz. He's the CEO of Workforce Holdings. It's so wonderful that you talk about what we put in, the impact, and that work is wonderful when you can see the results. I see so many young people here on the ground, and you know what? My beautiful listeners of Jacaranda FM, some of them are often on the road. They work incredibly hard. Some of them are looking for opportunity and for jobs. What made you start this company many, many years ago, and what keeps you going?
So what made me start the company was a big gap in when I started, and that was over 50 years ago. Artisans in the country, in South Africa, there were hardly any. So we had to import them from overseas, from whether it was Holland, England, Germany. We brought artisans in, and we then started developing and decided that there's a big need in South Africa to upskill people so that we have our own pool of people. And that pool of people have grown as I have. I don't think they're as old as me. And by growing, they became trainers in themselves. They untaught what we had taught.
Now, Mr. Katz, my last question to you before I even rope in the team. You're going to need to shout and make some noise soon, okay? So that my Jacaranda FM listeners really know that you're all here, okay? All right? Yes? Yeah! Okay. Now they can hear themselves, so they're getting very excited. A lot of us want to retire at age 60. You know, there's this thing that life starts after retirement. You know,
highly recommend that you don't go that way.
And so rumor has it you're in your 80s and still working, because I saw how you climbed the stairs and jumped into this van. You don't have the posture of a man who's 80. Okay, first of all, and you've got really good skin, you know what I'm saying?
Genetically lucky.
I hear you what keeps you going, and why haven't you taken on a retirement like most of us desire?
I believe retirement is a good thing, but you've got to be ready to retire. I don't think it's a good thing if you're retiring in your 60s or your 70s, because you lose motivation. You lose the sense of having an objective in life. And one of the things that I do here is I do have an objective, and I love chasing that objective. Sometimes I fail, sometimes I succeed, but the challenge is what it's all about.
I'm gonna clip that recording and I'm gonna listen to it every single day of my life. I'm serious. You just did something in my heart. You know, where retirement could be seen, if you're not ready for it, it could be seen as the end of something.
Yes. You start playing bowls and you get that posture, bending over.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Katz, you're an inspiration to us here on Jacaranda FM's Work Zone. Keep walking upright and jumping those stairs, and I look forward to doing your next interview when you're 90.
Oh, thank you.
Please,
thank God. Thank you very much.
8 minutes to 10 o'clock, Jacaranda FM. Yuch, nou zat